Jonesy, fantastic day for the game here at the Sandhurst Sentinel for our Premiership Grand Finals. You got some prizes doing the refereeing for the second grade there for the Coles Cup. A little bit disappointed not to get the main game because not only the players have ambition, but the referees as well.
Yeah, that's right, mate. But look, it's tight up there when we're all playing, and you know, we referee our butts out, and you know, they've got to make a selection, and that's just the way it goes. So, you know, I've done a few grand finals in first grade, so I'm pretty happy, mate, and good on Cath. It was a great game, and really to all the referees today, fantastic.
Yeah, and that's a great sign of a group of referees, is everybody's jumping on each other to get those top spots, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that keeps the competition going as well. You know, if we're all very competitive in the refereeing ranks, that also comes out onto the field, and it also does that with the players. You know, at country levels and stuff like that, the levels that very, very high standard, and what we're trying to do is bring that back down into a club level, and hopefully that'll lift the standard of the zone rugby, and go away to, you know, the country week, and you know, hopefully win it.
How many more years have you got in the old body to keep doing this running around? Because you've got plenty of young whippersnippers out there having a go for the prize, and also you're moving into refereeing, assessing, and also coaching. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the old leg's a bit tired, but look, I've got a couple of years left in me. I think so. Yeah, with first grade, I'll still do a bit of first grade, mate, but yeah, it's getting pretty tough there in the semi-finals and stuff. But moving into that coaching role, enjoying that, bit of mentoring. I want to get a few of these young fellas coming through. I want to start looking at things like doing a bit of training and, you know, assessing games and, you know, just being a good playing unit as ourselves, as referees.
Well, it's one of those things, as the game just got quicker and quicker and quicker, especially now with the new sort of laws that keep making the game faster and faster, isn't it?
100%, yeah. No, like, it was a very quick game in all grades today, and that's just the way IRB are going. And, you know, law changes every year to make it more entertaining and to cut down on the penalties, make it freer flowing. So, yeah, great. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Of course, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that he's gunned up?
Mate, I work for Komatsu, so, sort of a service manager, supervisor. I could just control some resonance, workshop and a few things like that, mate, and some of the mining gear. So, out of Gunnedah, Komatsu, so that's where I'm at, mate.
Yeah, and finally, why should we all become a referee? Best seat in the house, but, is it just one of those things where you are able to get out there and really enjoy the game without all the hits? And also, as you've seen it, is there more flack in the games towards the players and the refs, or everybody showing a bit more respect in a world where, you know, it's all about me and other sports tolerate all that silliness?
Mate, out there in the refereeing ranks, it's quite quick. It keeps you fit. You stop playing, you're still fairly fresh. That's what I did, and I came in the refereeing that way, and I've still maintained my fitness, you know, at the age of 48. So, and I've still got a few years left in me. So, yeah, I love keeping the fitness up, and it keeps your mind sharp, and really enjoy it. And, you know, shaking hands with that many people today, all saying, what a year you blokes have had, all referees. So, really appreciate the crowd side of that as well. So, I think the respect there is definitely there for the referees.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Jonesy. Wish you all the best moving forward. That was Darryl Jones, ex-Alliance referee, of course, within the Sandhurst Sentinel Premiership, but also now branching out into coaching and also mentoring.